policy of developing training and employment programs in the North is based on experience gained in working with Inuit settlement councils in Canada and in Greenland. At Polaris, Operation KTAC was developed to provide job training to Inuit residents at the beginning of the operations.
Technical work, it took short work, a black total, demo been a half a whole lap in the plan, Savaka hit America 40 years later, when making a total of his summit back is the line. As he was, NASA is not that to make a total of sick. What agreement not that, 40 year, then good look, I mean good look, agreement agree to be good at. What money make, who look up a great car. Manik shorting the dark mark 1.5 million in Yamanik. Tema agreement on Markman, Penrah, Tamote, Tema Yama of Postitu, as he sulit, Tedina, Isa of Nashani, Dark Mark Masuli, Pira Icon, Penako Rasu, Manini, or Lamne Yaskan and Latin Tapma, as he or Lamne Yarin Matsuli. Kamanga aglotan antum tersebut dunia kayanya pada tak tu manga dunia kekangan ini persenitjak nak tak asyik pada asyik persenitjak tak seputar nak kema teman nak ini luta amodal akhirnya ini ke dalam sepatung tak nak 25% posit ini asyik terlima dukij penik angin ini pun tak nak agli jawa ini tema 50% mengenai kemenangan agreement apa bagaimana waktu. Asyik teknik kesihannya, buat kayu tinggi udah abang mana dah si kuda udah ini si malu ini jual malu, muka kati udah bijik sapu tu boleh nak nampak. Wah, udah kata sebab aku walau sakti ni, mana udah kata mana dah sempat mana tikut asyik dah mahu buat. Aku lupa suatu itu ko segera lawat waktin menyiapkan tak pernah bersabda waktu asyua amal mereka hanya lantar di mana tema kesuk tan kesuk tak seri isyarat menanga teman rak penyeksi aku pak anak sebab menaik isyarat itna menyiapkan sekusirat itna isman awal waktu nuna makroh dulu tema sekumencah segera itu itna isman awal waktu. Aglan, tamanna, kenalin lagi mac kesuk tang yura sangat dengan kuat, tamanu kahati yura, kenyak kahati yura, aku ye kahati yura, tamanu beli jadi semua anak sahun dari sarka, ini aku jalu kuat, lipsi ingat uti kasi tamanna, paninya ini ambai kubisi itna seksi. Kerana kita nak kerja, ini mesti kerja. Wah, aduh masih sana asyik. Wah, sebab kalau lebih, sebab kita punya apa yang dia mak. Wah, agree nak kerja, dia nak. Kalau nak kerja, dia orang lebih diksi.
Once the operations begin production, the agreement with NAN provides for payments equal to 4.5% of the value at the mine of the product sold until the money invested by Cominco is earned back. Then 25% of the net proceeds will be paid to NAN, increasing 5% every 5 years until reaching 50%. While the development and operation of a mine in the Nana region would provide a variety of economic and social benefits to the residents of the area, as with any new industry, some problems could arise for Nana and Cominco to deal with these problems. There must be a recognition of the existing social, cultural, religious, and economic situation in the area. Ameco's approach at the Red Dog will be supportive of traditional Inupiaq values. Good communication between Ameco, NANA, and the NANA shareholders must continue to be developed to provide NANA and you, as shareholders, the opportunity to take part in the planning and establishment of the various policies and programs. We are pleased to be working with NANA on the Red Dog and to have this opportunity to provide you with the information on the project and our approach to evaluating such. I personally believe this is an exciting opportunity for NANA and for Ameco. We thank you for your attention. We've enjoyed working with your NANA directors and staff over the last year, and it is a pleasure now to be able to travel through the NANA region and meet all of you. We will be pleased to answer any questions which you may have.
We have with us from Ameco Mr. Rod Douglas, as well as Norman Anderson, who, although he wasn't introduced as such, is the chairman, chief executive officer of Ameco. Mr. Rod Douglas is the senior vice president of operations for Ameco. Rod, perhaps you could stand up and let people see you. Rod is on the management committee for Red Dog. He was resident of the north for a good number of years in Yellowknife, and he's had a lot of experience in northern operations. And he, as well as Norm and Jerry and Roy McMichael, who's sitting beside Rod and Erton Yuxel, another mining man with us, are all here to answer any questions that you might have. In addition, I'm sure that Michael LaFleur is in front of him, is also on the committee. There are two other people on the committee who are not here tonight. One is Eric Sprunk-Hansen from Greenland, and Mr. Hank Giegrich from Yellowknife. I'm sure that the NANA members of the management committee would also be more than willing to answer any questions. One question that I've heard asked is how long might the mine run? And with the ore reserves of 85 million tons that have been announced, that should last for at least 50 years. Yes?
What percentage of the NANA stockholders do you expect to be working throughout these different phases of the plan?
Well, what percentage of the workforce would be NANA stockholders? We've said, is that the answer, or the question rather? our goal would be, I think ideally we'd like to have entire mine staffed by NANA stockholders, but that 100%, but that's an unrealistic goal. Certainly in the beginning, I think it might happen towards the end of the operation, but we would hope that 30 or 40 or 50% or 60% or perhaps a bit higher might be attainable in the beginning. What we would intend to do would be to carefully look over all the jobs that are available with the NANA people who have the inventory of the skills available in the NANA region, the people are available for jobs, and we try and match them up. Yes?
What do you do with this Rockefeller Act? How do you disclose
it? It would be piped away to an area called a tailings dam. It would be stored behind a dam, and the water would drain away from it. It would be in effect, a flat pile of sand afterwards. What percent of the ore would be?
Yeah,
Well, you would probably throw away about, in terms of weight, perhaps 50 or 60%, depending on the grade. But in fact, you would probably end up with as big a volume as you mined out, because the when you grind it up, it tends to swell up a little bit. Norm, would you like to talk about this one?
The Red Dog is about 50 or 75 miles, and I think you probably know where it is in the time. But we would build either a road or a railroad from the shore to the Red Dog. A block from the shore. And during the summer season, say from June, July, August, and September, we would have boats coming in and hauling the ore away, hauling the concentrate away. It would go, there's Red Dog, there's a route going down this way, about 50 miles long, and another route going this way, about 70 miles long. One of those two routes would be chosen. Kimmelina is, very big in there. So it would be either a little bit north of Kimmelina or a little bit south of Kimmelina.
Then how would you take the ore out in the winter?
You would store it. You'd haul it down in the winter and store it on the coast, and just haul it away by boat 4 or 5 months a year.
If we consider another stop, the road's maybe going from Dome to Constitution, and then there, is that the project?
There is a possibility of a road across this way to get to the other side of the Bering Strait, which would allow 11 or 12 months of shipping instead of only 4 or 5 months. That road would be about 250 miles long.
And what's the chance of that road going?
Too early to tell.
Well,
I think there's a greater chance of going being
involved. I don't know if one goes in the beginning, but at the end, I know somebody's going to say, hey, we needed more commitment. So let's open it up to know more. Fairfax is a reasonable outside road with you.
We think we might, with the ice breaking technology, probably develop access to this up to 7 or 8 months a year. And if you can do that, then I don't think you need the road.
No.
Because the road is a very expensive way to haul compared to ocean haulage. And I think we all know about that. I think what we should be looking at and concerning ourselves about is how do we get more than 4 or 5 months a year transportation facility. And we might be able to get that up to 7 or 8 months with ice breaking technology.
Okay, other people have talked about mining in and around the Napper area. Is there a way you can try to connect further mountains to Napper and then go on to Fairbanks or wherever?
You probably know more about that than we do. I don't think it makes as much sense for Red Dog materials to go all the way out to Anchorage. It's an awfully long overland haul going that way. Going this way and getting into the water quickly is a much less expensive haul. So I don't think we would be interested in that kind of world. How the hammer people feel about whether they want to come this way or whether they want to go that way, we couldn't speak for them, but I'm not sure where they come.
I don't think they want any kind of
road. And I'm thinking of the people at Old Mine.
If there was a road or an access down to the Nome area, because of the long distance, the likelihood is that it would probably be a railroad, but I think that's probably something for the future. The most likely looking thing to us is to bring it straight out towards the coast, somewhere north or south of Kimmelina.
I think the point would have to be curated if you're on here. Not all of it has to be impacted. You've got all the alternatives you're going to accept.
questions?
The question was, how would you restore the land?
In the north, it is tougher to grow those things, but
attention to the work goes, there could be probably something in the same order, or it could be enlarged quite a bit if they're getting into actual engineering studies on the road and so on, or on the railroad, whatever is decided by the court. The real benefit of the job comes during construction and during operation would be higher than that. What did they show? The drilling that has been done has indicated 85 million tons of ore that grade 17% zinc, 5% lead, about 2.5 ounces of silver per ton of ore. And in addition, there is barite known associated with large ore body. Barite, although we didn't talk about it very much tonight, is used as drilling mud in the oil business, and there's also good possibilities for production of barite in red ore body.
George, I wonder if it might be of interest to tell them the hard experience of the Greenland insofar as the Greenlander in final history.
Yes. When we first started that, the operation in Greenlander faced with very similar problems, and initially they had, if I recall, a total of perhaps 200, I think it was, 230. They had around 30 or 40%. Then, due to various difficulties, the pipe numbers went down for a year or two, and they've since come up to, I believe it's now in the order 110, so it would be about half. And they've found that there's a good steady group of employees that are coming back now to receive training in various trades at the mine or various jobs, and the relationships are quite good there. There may be some other questions which could be answered by looking at some of the things we have down here. We have a model of the Red Dog area, and I think that might answer some questions. We'll put that up on the table. And then, in addition, the display shows a few other photographs and shows the models of some of the equipment that would be used at the mine, and shows some of the products, some of the ore, various people on the management committee will be down here. If anybody has any questions, please gather around and have a look at them and ask some questions.
There are a couple of things maybe that I'd like to explain that in our ending agreement that we haven't talked about tonight. Now, I thought it was important to retain veto rights on certain parts of the operation so that we develop a system whereby we discover a problem. We'll try to work it out with the on-site management. If we can't work it out with the on-site management, we take it to the management committee, which is made up of six representatives of Mako and six representatives of Nana. If we cannot solve it there, we would have the power to shut down the operation until the problem is solved. There are six items where we have this kind of power. One is subsistence. Another is employment practices. Third is mine size. Fourth is housing. I can't remember. Well, that's right. We have the right to have our own independent consultants if we want to on certain items, such as subsistence. In addition, we're going to set up some advisory councils. We will use the elders of Kitalina and Noatak as advisory councils on subsistence. I suspect there will be other advisory councils, including one on employment. We think that we can probably do a little better job than we did in Greenland on employee training. We have 2.5 to 3 years while we study this mine to see if it's even possible. And I think one of the things to point out here is we don't know if that mine's feasible. It might not be feasible. feasible because it doesn't make enough money. It might not be feasible because the environmental impacts are too great. Those decisions are still being made, and right now we really are in the study phase. But during that time, we have the opportunity to identify the jobs, see where people in our own region that have the skills to handle those jobs, and where we don't have the skills, to see if we can't get people trained during this period. In recognition of that, we recently promoted Sarah Scanlon to Vice President of Shareholder Development. She will have primary responsibility for negotiating these kind of training programs out of the makeup. One other thing, there were a bunch of numbers put out about money. The money that we get from Cameco is shareable to the other regional corporations under a section of the Claims Act known as Section 7I. So we will not retain all of that money. In the early years, we may retain much of it, but later on, if the mine goes into production, there will be substantial sums of money paid to them. And those sums will be shareable. Now we'll end up keeping about 34% of the money, and the rest of the money will be shared with other major corporations. Anyway, the mine model is down here if you want to take a look at that. There are a couple other maps and a whole bunch of little toys over there that you can go play with if you want. If you have any more questions, you can ask the people standing around the displays or the maps. And make sure you get one of those little handouts before you leave. If that's all you've got now, we're going to let you go. Anybody have a question?
The end of the Cut Spew tape.